Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, all of our listeners. This is Janice from America's Great Loop Cruisers Association with our weekly blog radio. I'll just quickly tell you a little bit about the Great Loop for those listeners who are new, but there is a continuous waterway around the eastern half of North America that includes North America, the Atlantic and Gulf intracoastal waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the Inland River System. The association was founded in 1999 by Ron and Ever Staub after they did their Great Loop. We're just a bunch of people that like to share the adventure, whether we can do the loop or not. We share information and we share dreams. If you'd like to know more about our association, you can go to our website. It's www.greatloop.org. On the left-hand sidebar, you can click on Benefits, and then you can click on Join Now and become a member, which we'd love. Our guest host this week is Bob Duffy of Duffy Learning. Bob has been a lecturer on the Great Loop and just boating in general for many years now, and he's well known for his CDs that Duffy Associates produced. He has one on what to expect on the Great Loop. He has another on cruising the Cumberland River, and his third is on cruising the Tennessee River. Also with us this week, we've got the Homeport crew, Beth and Steve.
Hello.
Hi. During the show, we encourage questions to be called in. If you have a question or a comment for Bob, please call toll-free. It's 877-497-1815. Remember, about halfway through Bob's presentation, we'll be asking our question of the week, where you can win either a new one-year membership or a one-year renewal. Okay, Bob, let's get started. Why don't you tell us something about the Ohio River to the Barkley Lock?
Well, that's about a 20-mile, a 30-mile trip. It's quite narrow all the way up. There's no, don't even attempt to anchor on that stretch. And then get on your radio, you call the lockmaster, and usually there's very little wait there, but occasionally there will be a tow going through, and you'll have to wait. You've been on doing the loop. You've spent many, many miles on rivers, and the scene that awaits you when you get to the top of the lock is just unbelievable. Well, let's continue on from there now when you get to Barkley Lake. But before I do that, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you need to get started. If, to do the Cumberland River, you need a chart book and you need a guidebook. And the guidebook is the one by Fred Myers, the Cumberland River cruise guide. Fred covers all the marinas and anchorages along the Cumberland, the 381 miles of the Cumberland. Now, if you find marinas and anchorages that aren't in Fred's books, there's always a reason. So beware. You can get Fred's book as a, you can get the cruise guide as a book, or there's a PDF copy, which is on the Cumberland River CD-ROM that Janice mentioned, along with 3 hours of narration and some 800 photographs. Now, you also need the charts. And unfortunately, the Corps of Engineers is not doing much of a job printing up chart books anymore, so they can be very hard to find in bookstores. Your best chance is to get the chart book at the Green Turtle Bay Marina Chandlery, and almost everyone will stop at Green Turtle Bay. However, if you can't get the chart books, you then need to go on the Internet and search Google for Cumberland River Navigation Charts - Image Map. That's Cumberland River Navigation Charts - Image Map. You can get PDF copies of every chart in the book and all the charts you'll need as far as you plan to go. if you want to print them all, there's about 50 pages that you'd have to do. Now, planning the trip, there's kind of three options you can take. You can, the minimum trip is to go as far as Nashville, and that's 161 miles from the Barkley Lock. The next option is to go through the old Hickory Lock and go to Cedar Creek Yacht Club. That'll be 203 miles total. But the most beautiful part of the river is Cordell Hull Lake, which is 287 miles from the Barkley Lock. And if you want to go all the way to the end, it's 361 miles total. But there's going all the way to the end is just so you can say you went to the end of the navigable portion. Now, there's another 200 miles of the Cumberland before Cumberland Lake, but it's really not navigable, certainly not in any boat that does the Great Loop. Okay, Lake Barkley. First point I need to make is do not, under any circumstances, get out of the Mark Channel. When that lake was built, when the dam was built, they never bothered to remove all the stumps. So the stumps are under the water. They're not, you don't see them, but if you're out of the channel, there's a very high probability you're going to hit one of these stumps and cause a lot of damage. So stay in the channel.
What is the depth of the channel, Bob?
The channel's marked with, it's well marked with red and green buoys.
How much water do you have in the channel, though? Is it very deep?
Yeah, it's deep because it's the old riverbed, so most of the way, it's guaranteed more than 12 feet.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Now, at Green Turtle Bay, you're very close to a really nifty town called Grand Rivers, and there's a great restaurant there where you can get dinner. There's several restaurants in it. There's a theater that runs most nights this time of year, and, of course, Green Turtle Bay Marina. The next, there's an anchorage at mile 36.2. All the anchorages are in Fred Meyer's cruise guide. That's why you need it. They're not on the charts. The next, you know, is Buzzard Rock Marina at mile 39. Mile 43, you pass a penitentiary. A massive building. It's been there since the 1800s, so it's a real interesting site. At mile 45.2 is Eddy Creek Marina, which is a good marina, but it's a couple of miles off the main river. The only marinas on the main river are Green Turtle Bay, at Buzzard Rock and Kaiser Point, which is at mile 54.8. There's an anchorage at mile 56.2, and then mile 59 is the Lake Barkley State Park Marina. The next place to stay is at Clarksville, and that's 67 miles from Green Turtle Bay. The sea border, you'll be entering Tennessee at mile 74.7. And then there is a marina in Fred's books, but it's really not a marina. Fred just loves the guy that owns it and visits him often. But even Fred admitted it's really an anchorage. It's called Bumpus Mills. And when you go by the sign to Bumpus Mills, you'll get an idea of what to expect. At mile 87.7, you're getting near Dover. There's Hickman Creek is a good anchorage, but it has a very narrow entrance, which is kind of frightening to a lot of boaters, so they don't go in there. But there is deep water, and then it widens out. There's also a boat ramp you can use, and if you want to walk to Dover or Fort Donaldson State Park, Donaldson National Park, rather. It's about a mile to the visitor center at Fort Donald. But the best anchorage there that most people use is at mile 90.5, and it's between Dover Island and the mainland. And it's off, it's one of these islands that separates the main channel from the anchorage. But always go in it on the south side. Don't attempt to go in from the river's running east and west there. So the river's running towards the east, is upstream. Go in on the downstream side. Don't attempt to go in on the upstream side. It can get shallow there. At mile 104.6, there's a ferry you got to watch for that goes across to Cumberland Sea. Now, Clarksville has a boat dock at mile 125. It's downtown. You have to phone to make a reservation. The phone number is 931-645-7476. 931-645-7476. There's power there for two boats. There is a water spigot, but it's a long way from the dock. Now, the beauty of the Clarksville boat dock is, city boat dock, it's right downtown. It's near the restaurants. It's near some shopping. It's not near any grocery store. You'd have to take a taxi to get to any supermarkets or Walmart and this kind of thing. The best restaurant we've eaten at is called Benny's Steakhouse and Piano Bar. Now, there's a boat club farther along. I forget the mileage. But don't stay there unless you're really desperate, because it's right in the middle of the river and you get all kinds of trash floating by. Ashland City is your next stop. You're likely to encounter tows on the river, and they're mostly all tows carrying coal to the power stations. There's one at Cumberland City. There's another one at Gallatin just past Nashville. So watch for tows. At mile 140, there's a lock wall you could tie up. But there's a lot of fishermen you'll find using that lock wall. Mile 148 is the Cheatham Lock, and you'll need to go through that. You can anchor in the Harpeth River. There's a marina at mile 157.8, the Harpeth Shoals Marina. It's in a big complex which has gone bankrupt, but the city owns the marina, and I believe there's no problem staying there. But a better place really is across the river at the Riverview Marina, which was totally wiped out by the flood, but it's now been all rebuilt, and it's open again. It's at mile 158.2, and there's a great restaurant there. If you're going trawler speeds, you're really going to want to take 3 days to get to Nashville, 1 day to get to Clarksville, a second day to get to Riverview, and a third day to get to downtown Nashville. Okay, Janice, you want me to take a break here?
If you don't mind, we'll ask the question of the week, so if everybody's ready, before we visit Nashville, I am going to ask you which body of water that is part of the loop is the sixth largest body of water on the planet. If you know the answer, even if you want to just take a guess, the call-in number is toll-free, 877-497-1815. We'll go back to the show now, but Bob, be ready for some interruptions if Beth gets a caller, okay?
Okay.
Let's go on to Nashville, everyone.
Okay, we've gone through the lock. There's the only anchorage between the lock and Nashville is two. One is the Harpeth River. The next one's at mile 165 between Gower's Island and the north side of the river. Otherwise, you've got to keep going. There are two marinas. At mile 172 is the Commodore Yacht Club, and visitors can stay there, but it's expensive. The next marina is Rock Harbor Marina. Now, Rock Harbor was badly damaged by the flood a year ago. I called them. I got no answer, and I emailed them, and their email didn't work. So I'm not sure what the status is. So don't attempt to go in there unless you are able to contact them by phone or radio. The place you're going to want is at mile 191, which is right downtown in Nashville. It's a city-owned dock, but you have to make a reservation. And the number is 615-862-8472. That number's in the cruise guide. Don't attempt to stay there on a football game weekend. The football stadium's right there. If the Titans are playing, forget it. The other pointer is don't stay under the bridge. There's a footbridge there, which is really fun to walk over. But a friend of ours was there in their houseboat, and they parked under the bridge, and trash drops down on you, and somebody actually dropped a sandbag and broke their windshield. So don't stay under there. You'll hear warnings that there's homeless people that live down there. I've personally stayed there 4 or 5 times. I've never had any problem, but don't stay under the bridge. Now, you also need to watch for the General Jackson, which is a big paddle wheel riverboat. It does tours from downtown Nashville up to the Grand Ole Opry. It's a gorgeous boat, and it actually turns itself right around in the river, so be careful if the General Jackson's there when you are. And it runs it about twice a day. Now, there's so much to do from your boat within walking distance from downtown Nashville, and that's what people just love to do. There's the Symphony Hall. There's the Ryman Auditorium. There's the Country Music Hall of Fame. There's the Nashville Public Library, which is just a beautiful building. The State Capitol. There's an arcade, like the arcades in Italy, that dates back to the early 1900s. There's a grocery store there called Hill's Food within walking distance. There's the Bridgestone Arena where the Predators play in season. And there's concerts there. There's the convention center. There's Second Avenue, which is a lot of historic buildings and honky-tonk shops and so on. That's really fun. There's restaurants, the Big River, the Palm. My favorite's the Greek Touch, which is a little tiny place in the arcade. There's the Hard Rock Cafe, which is right across the street. That is Big River from the marina. There's a new Margaritaville that just opened up. Now, if you're more ambitious and you want to walk a couple of miles, you can visit the Parthenon, which is an incredible place. It's a total reproduction of the Parthenon, full size. And inside is a colossal, like 30-foot-high statue of Athena. And the Union Station Hotel is worth walking into just to see it. It has an incredibly beautiful lobby. One more point. There's a sign there you're going to see, a state mark that says Demombrian's Cave. And Demombrian was one of the first settlers in Nashville. And he lived in this cave in 1769. The sign says, the marker says it's 0.9 miles. That is totally wrong. It's 3 miles at mile 194.3 on your starboard side. And that's fun to see. At mile 204.9, you're going to see what looks like a plane's crashed into the bluff there. It's not the owner of the house just above it put that up as a joke.
How long do you recommend that you stay in? I mean, how long should you allocate for a trip to Nashville?
Okay, it takes 3 days to get there at trolley speed. You want to spend a whole day there at the minimum. And then it's going to take you 3 days to get back to the Tennessee River. So the minimum trip is going to be a week, 6 days.
But I would imagine with all there is to do in Nashville, you would recommend staying more than just one day.
Yeah, if you want to go to a concert and this kind of thing, then you're going to want to stay more than, you know, 2 or 3 days for sure.
Okay, thank you.
But the most beautiful part of the Cumberland River is another good 120 miles. So you may want to do that, too. And you're going to go through the old Hickory Lock and Dam at mile 216. Now, at that point, there's so little traffic at the dam after Old Hickory that you have to make a reservation. And you make the reservation through the lockmaster at Old Hickory Lock. And then when you get to Cordell Hall Dam, you call on the radio and let them know you're there. And he's a farmer that opens the lock, and he'll come down and run the lock for you. Now, Old Hickory Lake is the busiest lake on the Cumberland. There's homes along both shores, and it can go crazy with boats, especially on weekends. But in the fall, it's not really a problem. There's a really great restaurant at a marina at mile 215, which is right at the lock, called Anchor High. They have one or two slips for transients, but it's really not a transient space. Now, the next marina, it's on the chart called Lakewood, and it's no longer Lakewood. Lakewood was a real dump, and it's not in Fred Meyer's book. But a brand new marina has opened up there that has a pretty good restaurant called the Black Pearl. And I know they have transient space, but you'll have to look up the phone number. Creekwood Marina is at mile 222, but it's 2 miles up a creek there. There's beautiful mansions that you see after mile 222, but the real place to stay for AGLCA members is Cedar Creek Yacht Club at mile 233. It's a beautiful club. They've got great transient docks with power and water. And you meet some of the members, and you can walk around the area. You can rent a car. Enterprise will come out and pick you up. So that's one of the options there. Now, from there, it's 84 miles to the Cordell Hall Lock. It's a winding river. There's no tows after about the first 10 miles. There's no boats. There's high bluffs. It's pretty, but it's all river. The only place you can stop is at mile 281.6, which is an old lock number 6. At mile 313, you're at the Cordell Hull Lock. Now, go through the Cordell Hull Lock. And when you get up to the top, you just cannot believe the view. It's like you're in the Swiss Alps. There's just gorgeous hills all around you and a wide river. The place you want to stay is Defeated Creek Marina at mile 316.8. It's make sure you follow the buoy in. Don't get mixed up on which side of the red to go on, because there's an old diesel engine in the bottom of the river there, and you can hit it if you're on the wrong side of that red. There's also a Corps of Engineers park there, and you can meet people there. The next stop would be Granville Marina at mile 331.5, and while it was in sorry shape, it's apparently now been all fixed up and has transient dock. And it's like a mile walk to Granville, which is one of the neatest towns you'll find anywhere on the river. It's a real old town. It's a very active community. It's tiny, but there's a grocery there. There's an old general store, which is a museum now, and a lot of interesting homes and things. Okay, we're getting close to running out of time, but we're almost there. The next town is Gainesboro at mile 357.8. You can anchor in the Roaring River, and you can dinghy into a Corps of Engineers boat ramp, which is right there. And you can walk to town, but it's a good mile and a half. If you kept going at mile 377, you're going to be beside Abraham Lincoln's grandfather's saltpeter mine. You can't see it. It's just you can say you were there. And at mile 380.8, you're at the end of the river. There's the Obi River comes out at that point. And the Obi River drains Dale Hollow Lake, which is not navigable. You can't get there so locked. The water is incredibly cold coming out because it comes out of the bottom of that lake, and you're going to find fog on the top of the river. It's really eerie to see it. But if you dinghy into the boat ramp there at Salina, there's actually a private zoo like a half a mile down the road, which is worth seeing. So that's the Cumberland.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. You really make it sound real to everybody. Again, thank you very much. Next week, basically we've designed this week and next week for those loopers who are hopefully coming to our rendezvous and are taking some side trips before the rendezvous, which is the 23rd through the 26th of October. So next week, Bob will bring us on a cruise of the Tennessee River, and he'll also include Chattanooga. Remember, if you'd like to become a member, it's www.greatloop.org. Any of our shows are archived at that site, so if you can't listen to something live, you can always go back and listen whenever it's convenient for you. I think we'll close now, and Bob, again, thank you very much. Before I close, Beth, did we have anyone call in?
No, we didn't even have any wrong answers. We had no guesses at all.
Well, if anybody wants to do a little bit of research, we will ask that question again in an upcoming week, so be ready. Thank you all, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.